Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. In fact, California's single best source on the issues of aging. I'm going to talk about things today that you're not going to hear anywhere else that have to do with how do we take care of mom and dad. I'm going to refer to a bunch of stuff today. Some news, some new opportunities, things you need to understand. Today I'm going to be the bearer of good news, and I'm going to have lots of good news today for those that want to listen when it comes to the issues of aging. I'm going to talk about it in my last upcoming workshop, Saturday workshop, probably of the year, coming up, next week. And lots of things to talk about here. Let me get a few things out of the way up front. Hi, my name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't want to give legal advice. Everything I talk about here is my opinion only. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document and system license recorded in Sacramento County, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And by the way, I'll talk about that later. I'm going to talk about trusts and powers of attorney a little later. And the reality that most trusts and powers of attorney and most of the powers of attorney and trusts you have don't do anything when it comes to long-term care planning or the issues of frailty. I don't care who wrote it. Let's see, what else? I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's not. It's my opinion only. I want to get to my workshop and some other stuff in a minute, but I want to talk about, we're in the middle of a crisis of enormous size, if you want to pay attention. There's only one newspaper in America that does anything with senior issues, and that's the Wall Street Journal. And in the last 2 weeks, it's been all over the Wall Street Journal, if you want to pay attention to it. The crisis. Let me see if you can figure out what the crisis is that's going on in America right now. And no, it has nothing to do with politics. Zero. Nada. Nothing. As in nothing. Wall Street Journal. What's the date on this? This is just a couple days ago. February the 11th. Growing risk to America's seniors themselves. I'll read some stuff out of that in a minute. A new book out, which I've referred to before. Again, a review from the Wall Street Journal on January 17th, Elderhood, The Way We Age Now. Another article from the Wall Street Journal just this week, I think today or yesterday. I feel very torn between my child and my dad. Demands intensify for the sandwich generation. And I've got more and more and more of them. I've got articles on stuff you can't believe sitting here all over the newspaper, stuff on admission versus observation. Article after article after article after article after article. If you want to pay attention to it, it's a crisis of enormous proportions and size. 10,000 people turn 65 every day in the United States. Every day in the United States, 10,000 people turn 65. We now have more people over 65 than we have people under 18. I need you to stop and think of the implication of that. Just reflect on that for a minute. And then tell me if you're paying attention to it. My guess is you're not. You're really not. Changes in what the bar's doing. Changes in rules related. The bar has something called the justice, what's it called? Access to justice program going. I'll bet you most of you have not heard anything about it. Guaranteed you haven't heard anything about it. But it has to do with the bar taking action to make sure that people have more access to more affordable legal stuff. So it will allow people, average Californians, to work more with people like me than with attorneys. Because it's so, even the bar says, It's so bad. It and people have so little access to affordable legal services that it's ridiculous. New laws in California like AB 5 and another bill trying to do away with arbitration agreements all are because of the making a lot of money for a lot of attorneys. The problem with an attorney now, when you call an attorney, this is my opinion only, remember, is when you call an attorney, you don't know if you're going to get a bill for $500 or $5,000. So the bar has a program going. It's also called ATILS, A-T-I-L-S. You can go to the bar. I have lots of information on it. But it's called the Access to Justice Program. And the bar is so concerned about people not having access to this stuff that they're trying to allow people like me to take more, and paralegals to take more and more of a role. And I can tell you, even the few attorneys that do know what they're doing when it comes to long-term care issues and senior issues really don't know what they're talking about. That's just my opinion. How do I know? Because I read the stuff they write all the time, folks. I subscribe to all kinds of things. I read all kinds of articles. And there's very few people. And I was talking to an elder law attorney the other day, and he was bemoaning the fact of the stuff. He's the best one in California, in my opinion. And he's bemoaning the fact of how, you know, fewer and fewer people know what they're talking about when it comes to this issue. There just aren't that many. And one of the things I'm going to talk about today is I'm going to be doing something different that I haven't done in 5 years at my upcoming workshop on the 22nd. But today I'm the bearer of good news. I'm going to tell you that there's good news when it comes to the issues of aging. That you can overcome all of this if you want to, and if you choose to listen to what I'm going to talk about today. I have two ways you can get in contact with me. One is my phone number, 800-999-8007. Even though I'm in Sacramento, you can call me at my 800 number, 800-999-8007. Well, Bob, why don't you get up with the times? Because I've had the number for 30 years. It's ingrained in people's heads. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Even if you're Sacramento, you can call that number and get me. Or you can go to my website. My website is very simple. It's not rocket science. My website is Assets. What's the name of this show? Say it again. AssetsAndAging.com. AssetsAndAging.com. AssetsAndAging. AssetsAndAging.com. When you go to my website, you can get all kinds of information. You can become a subscriber. There's real advantage to a subscriber. You get stuff that nobody else gets. You get a free book, for starters. You get access to videos, and you get access to insider information, and you get my newsletter, and you get all kinds of stuff. You also can sign up for one of my upcoming workshops. Now, the only one you're going to find on my website right now is the 22nd of this month, because that's going to be the last, my plan is right now that that's the last Saturday workshop this year. I am moving to a midweek workshops. I'm going to be doing two workshops every Wednesday at 10:30 and 1 o'clock. At 10:30 and 1 o'clock every Wednesday. And I'll have more information on that later. But right now, if you go to my website, the only workshop you can sign up for is the 22nd of this month. That's a Saturday. It's at 10:30. It's limited to 12 people. Now, here's the special thing. For those people who come to that workshop, I'm going to have a kit of stuff. I'm working on it. I'm going to have a kit of free stuff. The workshop's free. And I'm going to give every attendee a kit of free information, a free informational packet that's going to be in a binder, folks. It's not going to be junk. It's not going to be a free, you know, if you want a free dinner. By the way, I have an article somewhere. Where is it? I don't know. I have an article somewhere where the SEC warns people about going to workshops with free dinners. I wish I could put my hands on it right now. It's going to be in the kit. But it's one of the five red flags raised by the SEC is anytime you go to a workshop where there's a free meal. Like I tell people all the time, and a good friend of mine says, I don't do lunch. I don't prepare meals. My business isn't a food business. My business is protecting what people have worked a lifetime for against the ravages of long-term care. If you want a free meal, go somewhere else. I don't do free meals, except for my subscribers. They have a little surprise coming up this year they don't know about yet. They don't know about it yet, but if you're a free subscriber, you're going to get a free meal later on this year because you're already a subscriber to my website, only for the premium members. But today I'm the bearer of good news. And so my last Saturday workshop of the year is the 22nd of this month. It's free, and you're going to get a very valuable handout. It's going to have more stuff in it than you can believe. And my workshop is going to be very focused. And if you're not very focused, please don't come. If you don't understand that there's an enormous crisis when it comes to seniors, do you understand? Let me read you something from this book. It's a great book. I've just been able to start reading it. It's so new. But just the review. It's called Elderhood by, what's her name? I've lost her name. Where is her name? Louise Aronson. She's a gerontologist, I believe. But one of the things she says in the book that I just thought was astonishing, and I knew it instinctually, 11 million people in the United States, the fastest growing segment of the population, are over age 80. It's the fastest growing segment of our population, and they're over age 80. 11 million people. Did you know that an 80-year-old woman is going to live almost another 10 years? Here's another thing to think about. Assuming that old age kicks in at 60, you're going to spend a third of your life aging. There's a lot of radio shows, TV shows, webcasts, podcasts on retirement planning. They're everywhere. You can't go anywhere, turn on a radio or a TV or go to the web or the interweb, as a friend of mine calls it, or wherever it is. You can't. It isn't about retirement planning or Social Security planning. People all the time said, well, what are you selling, Bob? What product are you selling? Well, I don't sell securities. I don't sell stocks and bonds. I don't sell investments. I don't do any of that stuff. I do planning. And I do planning for the part that's more important than retirement. I had somebody come to a workshop not long ago. And we were talking as we go through the workshop. And they said, well, we have a pretty high income. And I said, well, how much is, if you don't mind saying, because I met with them afterwards. And so we were private. And they said, well, we have about $8,000, $9,000 a month of income. So we could afford to pay for care. And I said, you could, huh? They said, yeah. Okay, so you go in a nursing home. The bill is $9,000 a month. What just happened to your income? Well, what do you mean? Well, I said, you have a stroke tomorrow and you go to a nursing home. And the bill is $9,000, $10,000 a month. So where'd your income go? It's all gone. Now, I'll give you another scenario. I said, you've got a great retirement. You plan for retirement, which could all be wiped out tomorrow. And I said, so you have a stroke. You're in the nursing home at $9,000 a month, and your wife falls down the stairs and breaks her hip, and she's in assisted living the rest of her life at $6,000 a month. So you guys now are, well, wait a minute, you separated us. And I said, that happens to couples all the time. You see, the issues of retirement are completely different than the issues of aging. They're not related in any way, shape, or form. Don't think because you've done something about retirement, you've dealt with the issues of aging. They're different subjects. I know someone who's paying over $100,000 a year for his mom. His mom and dad went through all their money. He's paying it out of his own pocket to make sure they're both in assisted living together. He's paying $100,000 a year out of his own pocket because mom and dad went through all of their retirement. There's nothing wrong with planning for retirement. Please don't misunderstand me. But the issues of planning for retirement, nobody ever addresses the issues of frailty. Nobody ever addresses the cost of long-term care. If you don't have long-term care insurance, what's your plan? I don't sell long-term care insurance, so relax. I can refer you to somebody who does and knows what he's doing. But there's very few companies left in California. They've all gone out of business or been forced out of business, so there aren't many left. Lots of companies have been forced out of business in California to sell long-term care insurance. For lots of reasons. Lawsuits, all kinds of things. Companies that used to sell terrific products have been forced out of business. The companies that used to sell the only product that worked for IRAs for vets have been forced out of business in California. The only company doing it was forced out of business by nonprofits who didn't want people getting VA benefits. They wanted them going to attorneys. I'm not making this stuff up. So my point is, there's a big difference between talking about when should you take Social Security. So let's say, you know, you could take Social Security at 65 and you're convinced to take Social Security at 70 and you die at 68. Or you have a stroke at 68 and you wind up in a nursing home for the rest of your life. But does anybody at any of these places ever talk about long-term care planning, aging? No, they're talking about retirement. Again, not opposed to that, but don't confuse retirement planning with aging planning. They're not the same. They're completely different. And when I say completely different, I mean completely different. They're not connected in any way, shape, or form. It's just like because you have a trust doesn't mean it has anything whatsoever to do with long-term care planning. Zero. Well, I have a trust. So what? I can almost guarantee you that most of you have trusts that do nothing with frailty planning. They don't talk about it. You never talked about it. You talked about probate, which is a really important thing, and I'm happy to talk to you about probate. In fact, one of the things in your handout is going to be the cost of probate. The actual cost of probate. What does it cost to probate an estate? Well, it's a lot. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them, but it's one thing to plan for dying. It's another thing to plan with taking 10 years to die. It's one thing to talk about retirement planning when all of your retirement planning could be used up 4 years in a memory care unit. You don't believe that? What do you think memory care units cost, folks? They cost $8,000 to $10,000 a year. Does Medicare pay for it? No. Does Medi-Cal pay for it? No. You pay for it. So if your mom's in memory care, or your wife or your husband's in memory care for 3 years, you could easily go through $250,000 to $300,000, $400,000. So you can call it whatever you want to call it, but with the fastest growing cohort of people in the United States is people over 80, 11 million people, the fastest growing cohort of people in America. So you can forget Social Security and Medicare because at some point they're going to blow up. Why is that? We have more people over 65 than we do under 18. The upcoming cohort of people won't have enough money to put into whatever tax scheme or whatever program there's going to be to pay for that. And if you haven't planned for that, you're not going to end up in a really good place. I don't care how much retirement planning you do. Again, it's on TV, it's on infomercials, it's on everything. And again, it's not that it's of no value. Don't get me wrong. But you can blow up a retirement plan in a heartbeat with 1 3-year stay in a memory care unit or a nursing home or something else. Or how about a 10-year stay in assisted living, which I've had. I know someone right now that spent 10 years in assisted living and the last 6 years in a nursing home. Stop and think about that for a minute. 10 years in assisted living and 6 years in a nursing home. No, I'm not making that up. It's a real person. So, on the 22nd of this month, it's a Saturday, at 10:30, I'll be doing probably my last Saturday workshop of the year. If you believe this is important, then go get on the phone at the break or go to my website. I'll give you that information again in a minute and sign up. I have a special prize for the first person that signs up online and the first person that signs up on the phone. I have something special, but you have to show up to get it. Bring the kids. Well, Bob, what if you get too full? I'll take care of that. Don't worry. I have a plan B in mind. But this is my workshops are all going to move to Wednesdays. I'm going to do midweek workshops. Because if people are concerned about it, they'll come. So starting later on in March or early part of March, I'll be moving to all Wednesday workshops, one at 10:30 and one at 1 o'clock every day, every Wednesday in my office. If nobody shows up, nobody shows up. If five people show up, it'll be the people who are really concerned about this. It always intrigues me, the people that don't show up for workshops. There's always about 20 or 30% of people who don't come to the workshop, even though they say they have an excuse of some kind. The excuse really is they don't believe it's going to happen to them. That's the real excuse. The real excuse is, I don't think this is, so it's Saturday, I don't want to go. I'm going to go bowling instead, or whatever it is. I always wonder what happens to them down the line when they find out that it did happen to them or to their family and they missed the chance. Because one of the good news things is I'm going to give you answers in the second half hour. But the bad news that covered up by my good news is you could wait too long. You could wait too long to do this. You could wait too long to hear about the good news about spend down in your house and the VA benefits and what's the answer, because the VA, we're going to talk a lot about VA benefits in the second half hour, because I think it's important. And my guide of stuff that I'm going to be giving you at the workshop will include information about VA benefits. And the VA I can't use the word on the air, did not treat veterans kindly in the new regulations that they came out with about a year and a half ago. Vets really got not good treatment by the VA. And again, because of nonprofits that stood to make a lot of money taking benefits away from veterans. So we have a crisis on our hands. It's enormous in size and scope. It's called aging. And you're listening to the best source of information you can get on the subject. I don't care where you go. I don't care who else advertises. I don't care what else you've heard. I've been doing it longer than anybody else. And I'm more focused on it than anybody else. So you can go to the rubber chicken seminars if you want to. Or you can come and see me. If you can't get to the workshop on the 22nd, get into my office. It's free. My appointments are free. And as we find out in the second half hour, there's good news. Because every time I'm going to tell you something that's a problem in the second half hour, I'm going to tell you what the good news is. I'm going to tell you about probate and how to get quality care and a way to dig down and get you through the maze of stuff that you're going to be confronted with as we age now. From the hospital on, from the ambulance on, the maze of stuff you now have to wade through is astonishing. It's just unbelievable. So we're going to help you in the second half hour dig down deep and help you learn how you can wander through this maze of stuff that's going to impact you and your family. I had somebody in my office the other day, three children trying to deal with mom and dad who were both failing and they just don't know what to do. They know it's happening, but they don't know what to do. And mom and dad, of course, are fighting them all the way. And nobody knows what to do. And we're going to talk about the what to do in the second half hour. So assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for the workshop there or call me during the break at 800-999-8007. I'll call you back. We'll get you some tickets and we'll get you into the workshop. Limit of 12 people. Don't wait. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. I'll be back in just a few minutes. I got more to talk about as the bearer of good news. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. Welcome back. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Glad to have you with us. California's single best source on the issues of aging. No axe to grind, no product to sell. Just talking about the issues of aging and planning. Let me go through I've got a workshop coming up on the 22nd. Everybody that comes gets a handout of goodies. Let me tell you some of the stuff that you're going to get in this. You're going to get some Medi-Cal information that tells you the truth. Is there really a look back? How do you pick a skilled nursing facility? What things do you look for? These are some of the things that are going to be in there. Here's one on investor alert for seniors. 5 red flags of investment fraud. I'm going to give you that. What are a little information sheet that's what's a boarding care? What's an assisted living? What's a nursing home? A VA program called Homemaker Services that's available to veterans. And I bet you've never heard of it. It helps pay veterans for homemaker services. What about aid attendance? What about admission versus observation? How to fight a hospital discharge? What else? Two memory tests. One's from the VA and another one called the Memory Checklist. Information about veterans. There's some studies on seniors and nursing homes. What else? Some of the new veterans rules, including the 3-year look back. How to make a choice. Pre-crisis versus crisis planning. How to recognize a stroke. And more and more and more. I'm still adding to it, trying to pick stuff that's relevant, that's going to help people down the road when they're faced with all of this stuff. How many of you have heard of a 3-year trust or a 5-year trust? Did you know there's such a thing? You know, in many other states, they have a 5-year look back for Medi-Cal. We don't have that. So other states, in order to deal with that, I just sent a huge article, are creating 5-year trust. VA has 3-year look back. There you get something called a 3-year trust to help prepare for the draconian VA rules, so you still may be able to get VA benefits down the road despite the 3-year look back. Good news. So every time something happens that's bad, somebody somewhere thinks of a good way to handle it. And so the VA passed rules. There's already people working on it. There's already people figuring out a way to deal with this in a good way. And that's what the workshop's going to be like on the 22nd. It's going to be good news. Here's the bad news. Now here's the good news. How do you deal with this? I'm going to give you stuff that proves that you don't have, they're not going to take your house away from you. I'm going to give you stuff that tells you that you don't have to spend down. I'm not making it up. I'm going to give you hard evidence that you don't have to do that. We're going to talk about how to avoid probate. We're going to talk about what really is probate, what does it cost, and how do you avoid it, and is probate in any way related to the issues of aging? The answer is no. It's a completely different deal. How to make sure you haven't waited too long. Why your documents probably won't work or won't work in a big chunk of cases. Despite the fact that you have them, they don't have anything to do with long-term care. I'm going to give you information on all of that. I'm going to talk to you about the new VA rules and the homemaker program. Everything we're going to focus on is good news. How do you get quality care? How do you find it? You know, people struggle with this all the time. I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about all of that. It's really important. I just found another thing to put in the kit that was staring at me here on my palatial studio where I do this show. It's not palatial, but I just found something that I went, oh, this needs to go in the kit. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about admission versus observation. We're going to talk about something I call the chairs. You'll understand that when you get there, and you're really going to like it. It's understanding the chairs you have to go to get quality care and what you need to know now as a consumer of care. You know, there's consumer protection organizations for everything. There's no consumer protection organization for long-term care. There isn't. Let's assume, why is that? Well, you go to the Medicare site where you can look up the quality of a nursing home. But what you don't know is that since then they changed ownership. You know, I've seen nursing homes go from being really, really good to really, really bad just with a change of ownership, and I've also seen the opposite. I've seen nursing homes go from really, really bad to pretty good because they have a new management and a new ownership and a new care about the consumer. What happens with people in long-term care is they don't see themselves as consumers. They see the facility as rescuing them. No, you're a consumer. If you went to a hotel and the bathrooms were dirty, what would you do? If you were paying $500 a night to go to a five-star hotel chain and you got in the room and the bathroom, the towels hadn't been changed, what would you do? Would you just use the towels? Or would you call down and say, hey, I'm paying $500 a night for this thing. What are you kidding me? I remember checking into a hotel once. The price online was $200 and some. When we got there, it was $500 and some. And I went, wait, time out. I got a thing here that says. None of us would put up with that because we're, as a consumer, we wouldn't do that. But when it comes to long-term care and medicine, we don't see ourselves as consumers. So we don't do the things to protect ourselves so that we make wise decisions. Nobody says, what do you look for in a nursing home? The hospital says, we're moving mom to Shady Acres Nursing Home. And everybody goes, okay. Nobody knows whether Shady Acres is any good or not. I have clients all the time come to me and say, this really isn't a good nurse. Well, why did you put your mom? Well, the hospital had a contract with them, and the hospital just said, this is where your mom's going for rehab, and then she didn't respond to rehab, so she wound up in that facility. How often does it change management? How do you pick a good nursing home? You know, one of the ways you don't pick a nursing home, here's the good news. Everybody says, well, I don't know. How do you pick a good nursing home? I can tell you how to pick a good nursing home. It's simple. It's simple. Write this down. This is simple. How do you pick a good nursing home? Here's the answer. It's simple. You ready? It's going to be mind-boggling. It's called staff. What do you mean, staff? Well, you pick a nursing home not because of the building, not because of the smell. Oh, Bob, I walked in the nursing home, and when I walked through the front door, the smell was... One of the things I've never do in a nursing home is paying attention to smells. Why? Because you walked in the nursing home and Mrs. Schmidlap is sitting there in her wheelchair. And bless her heart, Mrs. Schmidlap doesn't always have control. I care about people. How do you pick a quality nursing home? This is true of anything, but I'm going to use nursing homes. Here's the good, the bad, oh, all nursing homes are terrible. No, they're not. No, they're not. There's good nursing homes. No, they're full of sick people. Well, yeah. They're like hospitals. Are hospitals full of sick people or healthy people? Well, they're full of sick people. When they get healthy, they're not in the hospital anymore, are they? They're either dead or they went home. Same thing's true of a nursing home. Not all, it's full of sick people. Nursing homes are full of sick people. Really, 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 really sick people in some cases. Well, you know, Bob, it's so depressing to go in there. Yeah, sometimes it is. But being around people who are sick is depressing. Talk to any housewife, whoever took care of her kid with mumps and then measles back to back while dad was working. Ask her how hard the job was to take care of somebody for 2 months. Ask somebody how hard the job is to take care of a parent with dementia who's living in your house. Just, it's hard work. Nursing homes are filled with sick people. They're not home. They're not hotels. They're not assisted living. But how do you pick a good nursing home? It's simple. Here's the good news. You can do this. I'm going to tell you how. It's called staff. What do you mean? Well, when you go to a nursing home, observe the staff. Don't pay attention to the wallpaper. Don't pay attention to the paint, because that will distract you. What you pay attention to is the staff. Did you know every nursing home has to have its all of its stuff public and available for you to read when you go in? Like their citations and their staffing and all that's public record. Did you know there's even a list you can go to find out how much profit a nursing home makes? How much it bills, how much it gets paid daily? It's called a pivot list. Did you know that that's available? Why? Because they receive government benefits. They get Medicare and Medi-Cal. Therefore, their records are public, even though they're could be private nursing homes. So all that information is knowable. What you don't know is staff. So observe the staff. What are they doing? Are they all in the break room having a cup of coffee? Are they out at the nurse's station? Are they in helping somebody? Do they ask who you are when you walk in, or do you just walk in and nobody ever asks who you are? I've been in a lot of nursing homes. Some nursing homes ask, well, who are you? Can I help you? We don't recognize you. And other nursing homes, you can walk in and wander around the whole place all day long and nobody will ask you. Ask other people who were there visiting their family. How does the staff here treat your mom? The administration, I don't care about. Administrators, I don't care about. They're bound by rules and regulations. Who's going to take care of your mom or dad? The nurse, the CNA, the LVN, the whoever it is. The PT, the physical therapist, they're taking care of your mom or dad. So ask the families that are there. How does the staff treat your mom? How does your staff treat the, you know, look for little things. I'm going to give you an example of a little thing. This is good news. I recognize, I've been doing this 30 years, folks. I've been in more nursing homes than you ever want to go into in your lifetime. But I remember going to a nursing home once. I'm not going to tell you where. I can tell you it was not in Sacramento, but it was not far away. And I'm sitting there. And I'm waiting for my client to come because I never go in the patient's room. I've signed in, and I don't go in the patient's room without a family member being there. So I'm sitting in a chair waiting, and I'm by the nurse's station. And they're putting out little cups of ice cream. You all remember them from when you were kids. The little cups, and you would eat them with a wooden spoon, and you'd pull it. You remember, we pulled the paper lid off. And when we were 8, we all thought we were in heaven because we had ice cream. By the way, it was a nickel or 10 cents when I was growing up, too. Those days have long since. By the way, I'm old enough to remember nickel Cokes. So, and many of you can't, too. But they're sitting here with the little cups of ice cream, and they're getting ready to take those around and give them to the people in the nursing home. And down the hallway, I see coming Mr. Schmidlap. And Mr. Schmidlap's wheeling his wheelchair along, And they're putting the cups of ice cream up on the counter by the nurse's station, you know, where you would talk to a nurse or something. And they got about 10 or 12 of them up there, and they're getting them organized and figured out where to take them and who's going to take them. And they're going along, and they're going along, and they're going along. And he's coming along in his wheelchair. And as he goes by the nurse's station, he reaches up, never breaks stride in his wheelchair, reaches up and grabs one of the ice cream cups, puts it in his lap and wheels. And they go, Mr. Schmidlap, that's not yours. And I'll never forget this in a million years. Mr. Schmidlap was one smart cookie. Without ever turning around, Remember the nurse, the people at the nurse's station said, Mr. Schmidt left, that's not yours. And without breaking stride, he says, it is now. And I started laughing because I thought it was so funny. But what it told me was the nurses missed, in that nursing home, missed a great opportunity to engage with a patient. Because I heard one of the nurses say, you know, he does that all the time. Well, now, what would a really smart employee do? What would a really smart staff member do? They would make a game out of it so that Mr. Schmidlap didn't feel like he was doing something wrong, felt like he was getting away with something. Oh, Mr. Schmidlap, we saw that. Don't do that again. You know, knowing that tomorrow he's going to come by or the next time the ice cream's out, he's going to come die but and do the same thing. Instead, they're trying to punish him for just getting an ice cream that cost them whatever it cost them. Those are the kinds of things you look for and that you ask families about when you go into a nursing home. See, I'm the bearer of good news. You don't have to be afraid of nursing homes. They're not always happy places, but I can tell you the funniest things and the saddest things I've ever seen in my life, aside from the death of a child, have happened inside of a nursing home. There's some hysterical things that go on inside when you get to know the staff people and you get to hang around them for a while and the facilities. There's also some of the saddest things you'll ever see. I mean, really, really sad things. Families having to make really sad decisions about people that they love. But it's always about the staff. The staff is the one that's going to take care of it. So when you go in, you observe. You take notes. Never go in a nursing home without a notepad in your hand. Never go into assisted living as a caregiver, as a family member, without a notepad in your hand. And make notes about what you see. You know, the staff were great. They said hello to me. They knew my mom when I said I'm here to see my mother, Mary, or whatever her name is. And they go, oh, well, you know, she's doing really well. How are you doing? Let us know how your mom's doing before you leave. That's what you're looking for. And by the way, there are nursing homes who will do that. Now, not every time because they get busy. You know, you have an X amount of staff and, you know, the staffing ratio is like 3-1. Well, that means for one person, there's three people pushing the button. So cut them a little slack. But in general, how do they treat people? How did they treat you when you came in and asked? When you go talk to the administrators, are they only concerned about money or are they really concerned about your mom or your dad and what you're fighting through trying to find the appropriate level of care? There are bad nursing homes. I know those. And there are good nursing homes and I know those. I never give out names because my impression may be completely different than yours. But I can tell you the one guaranteed way to know if you're in a good nursing home. And that's the staff. It's not rocket science. It's harder than that because you're going to have to make value judgments on how do they treat, you know, when you go in and you see somebody, hey, are you visiting somebody here? Yeah, my wife's here. My mother's here. How do they treat your mom? How do they treat your spouse? Oh man, they're terrific. Or, you know, I can never get a straight in. And differentiate between two groups of people. The nurses who take care of your mom and dad and the administrators who are there really to make a corporate owner happy. You can deal with those people, but the staff, the nurses and the LVNs and those people, the people giving your mom a bath or your spouse a bath or whatever it is, those are the people you want to know about. And you want to observe them. And you want to observe when they walk down the hall and somebody talks to them to say, hi, Mary, I'll be back in just a minute. Or do they just pretend like they don't exist? It's really simple. There are good nursing homes. And I would tell you the same thing happened. Well, how do I pick a good assisted living? How do I pick a good doctor? How do I pick? One of the ways I think you pick a good doctor is the same way. Tell me about the doctor's staff and I'll tell you about the doctor. Staff matters. I don't have any staff except me. So when you come to see me, you get me, good, bad, or indifferent. You get me. But in a nursing home, they're not all bad places. they're sometimes sad places, but there are good nursing homes around, and I'm here to tell you I can help you find it if you're willing to plan before it's too late. You can wait too long for all of this. I'm confronted with people for 35 years who say, I've been listening to your show for 2 years, Bob. We never thought it would happen to us. The other day, Mom went to the hospital, and now she's in a nursing home, and we don't know what to do, and Daddy's at home, and he, or vice versa, and he's at, we don't know what to do. Because Dad's going crazy trying to deal with the fact that Mom's not there, or again, vice versa. You can wait too long. You can never do it too early, ever. There is no too early, but you can wait too long. My last Saturday workshop at this stage of a plan for the year is on the 22nd of this month. It has a limit of people. There's two ways to get into the workshop because you have to have a reservation and there's no walk-ins allowed. And that's to go to my website, Assets and Aging, Assets and Aging, Assets and Aging. .com, and you can sign up there. Or you can call me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You have two options. But don't wait before it's too late. It's never too early, but it can be too late. And all that stuff you've done for retirement, that's great. And all that stuff you did to avoid probate, that's great. But none of that has anything to do with frailty planning. None of that has anything to do with the issue of aging. And planning for that and being prepared for that is a horse of a different color. As they, you know, by the way, I remember where I first saw that movie and I was like 5 or 6 years old and I was in Cleveland visiting my grandparents. For those of you that remember when The Wizard of Oz first came out and it was the miracle of color. You have to be old to remember that, folks. There haven't always been colored movies. There used to be, you know, like black and white movies. So get to the workshop on the 22nd. If you're dealing with an issue now, I always have good news. If you've heard you're going to lose your house, not true. I have good news. If you've heard you have to spend down, not true. If you've heard you can't get VA benefits anymore, not true. You can start the clock running and qualify for VA benefits. You can wait until it's too late. You don't have to wait until it's too late. You can operate now and get benefits down the road when you're going to need them. Even though there's a concerted effort by a lot of people to stop vets from getting VA benefits, I find it appalling that anyone would do that. But there are a lot of people dedicated to making sure that vets can't get housebound or aid in attendance or the homemakers program. 800-999-8007. There's good news. You got to come to me to find out the good news, but I got good news for you. If you're struggling with a situation now, I probably have answers and it's probably good news. If you're struggling with a parent or grandparent or a spouse, and you know what the inevitable is going to be, I have good news. You can plan for that now, so when it really happens, you're ready. Don't wait until it's too late, because when it's too late, it is too late. You can make a difference in the life of someone you know and love. You can take care of that parent you're worried about, or that spouse that you're worried about, or that beloved grandma that you're worried about. Even though everybody else has told you you can't do it. I mean, there are attorneys that have written articles saying the only thing you can do is get a divorce, which is absurd. There's all kinds of things you can do. Don't let somebody tell you there's a look back. Don't let somebody tell you you can only have $2,000. The good news is none of that's true, and I can tell you what the good news is, and that's what this show has been about for 21 years, and that's what my workshops are about. The good news. If you're ready for some good news and you don't expect a free rubber chicken or an overcooked steak or something at the, you know, we give you food seminars. That's not me. I'm not in the food business. I'm not in the cutting wheat with a lawnmower business. You can't cut wheat with a lawnmower, folks. You'll be out there beating yourself to death. I don't cut wheat with lawnmowers. I'm not in the food business. I'm in the good news business. And I have been for 30 years. And the good news is, you can do this. There's a crisis, an enormous crisis called aging in this country. And it is going to overwhelm this country eventually. And it's going to overwhelm a lot of people who aren't prepared. I can make sure that you're prepared. I have the answers. And the answers are all good news. They're all good news. And if you haven't been able to get those answers, or you're not sure if those answers are correct, then get to the workshop or get in to see me. There's no reason not to do one or the other. They're both free. And for those people that come to the 22nd workshop, you're going to get a packet of information that I haven't given out in 10 years at workshops. In fact, I used to charge for this packet of information. And I'm not going to do that this time on the 22nd. That'll come with every reservation. 800-999-8007 or assets, ASSETS, ANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Go to my website, sign up, and don't forget to watch me on Facebook Live. I post a video every week on Facebook Live. You can go to facebook.com/assetsandaging. Sign up for my free newsletter. Lots of places that you can watch. Follow me on Facebook. Lots of information, lots of links, lots of ways that you can get good news. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'll see you at the upcoming workshop, my podcast every Wednesday at noon, or right here on Assets and Aging next week. Have a great day. We'll see you at the workshop. Bye-bye.